Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatu. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
So your status changes. So Jesus said, I change your status. He said, I ain't gonna tell them that because I know they talk too much. But Jesus still tell us about it. Amen. I know y'all getting bored. Let me try to bring some light to this because y'all are looking at me like. But so when we look at Jesus says in verse 15, he says, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant know not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You know how it is when something happened at your house, you don't tell everybody because your mama didn't get you, but you told your friend. Uh-huh. Come on and say amen. And so when you got that whooping, you told your friend, man, that got me in trouble. I got a whooping. But you ain't going to tell everybody at the school, right? Because you know you can't tell everything to everybody. But Jesus is saying, look, I'll tell you what my Father talked about at the house. Because you are my friend. And so you get inside details that other people can't get because he's your friend. You get opportunities that other people don't get because he's your friend. And you get favor that other folks don't get because he's your friend. I wish I had some friends in the house that understood that what I got is something that is greater than what I can get on my own. And so the reason why I'm his friend is because I know what he said do and I try to do what he said to do. He said, you're not servants, but you're what? Friend. Your status change is conditional because you have to know Jesus and you have to do what he says do, right? He says a person has to know and to do his what? Commandments. Love not, when we look at how we say, we ought not love money, we ought not love those things in the world, don't love the pride of life and all of that stuff. But then we have a struggle with that because we talked about this in Sunday school, because our egos won't let us do it. Right. My ego, I want to have it so people see I got it, how many times can they see you got that before they know it's you? Yes. And then what? Amen? So when we get rid of our pride and we get rid of our ego, then we can be friends of Jesus Christ. Right. Because what did the disciples do? When they followed Jesus, they gave up everything.
Yeah.
Matthew left his tax collecting business.
Yeah.
Peter, James, and John, and Andrew left their fishing boat and they were entrepreneurs. Come on and say amen. Yeah. Nathaniel left what he was doing to follow him, right? Judas left whatever thieving he was doing to come follow Jesus. Come on and say amen. And so they left everything to what? Follow him. And so what they did was they said, I don't love what I'm doing more than I love what I'm following.
Okay, now.
That's good. 16, you know, gotta get out of here. Mm-hmm. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you.
Yeah.
And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Love not only changes, but love also chooses.
Come on.
Love does not only change, but love chooses. While we were yet sinners, Christ chose to die for us.
Yeah.
But he chose us so that we would be productive.
Yes.
He says that what? For us to what? Bear fruit. Yes. And not only bear fruit, but bring fruit. Come on and say amen.
Amen.
I don't know if you bear fruit until you bring fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you really love until you show me. Oh, come on and say amen. Do I have any Missouri Christians in here today? They come from the show me state. Amen, y'all.
Yeah.
Boy, there's something wrong with that. Amen. Ooh, help me, Holy Ghost. So people, we got to understand that we got to have some evidence of good fruit, of love, right? And our relationship with him ought to have some evidence, amen? And so when people who are moody with their love, and that's not supreme love, come on and say amen. They love when they're in the mood, come on and say amen. Yeah. They love when they feel good, they love when things are good, amen? You know, God says that I chose you when you were a sinner, when you were not doing right. I chose to what? To love you, right? He chooses us so that we might have fruit and that our fruit might what? Remain. He chooses us to make us fruitful, to make us productive, to make us loving beings. And he said that let your love don't ever run out so that it'll always what? Remain. Because love is the fruit. Come on and say hallelujah. He says that we got to understand this, that we got to have this kind of fruit. And he said this fruit ought to always be there. So when people come, they'll always find the fruit. Mm-hmm. The problem is, when people come, we give them bitterness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. When people come and, you know, they join this church, huh? Let me tell you, you better watch so-and-so. They bring mess. Yeah. Instead of you bringing fruit, you bringing junk. Yeah. And if that's you, you gotta stop it. Preaching here. Yeah. It ain't your job to be telling people, policing people on what they ought to think and believe. Yeah. It's the Holy Spirit's job to give them what they should believe. Yeah. You getting in the way of the Holy Ghost, you're gonna get in trouble. Yeah. Preach up in here. I know I ain't preaching like y'all want, but I'm preaching. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And so when we understand this, we understand that we're supposed to have fruit when people come. We, instead of us having fruit, we give them, you know, some other stuff. Yeah. We give them some fake stuff. Yeah. You know, we give them that artificial fruit. Yeah. You know, that fruit that's not real. Yeah. And you know what? A person that's been accustomed to fruit, when they taste it, they're going to know that this ain't uh-uh. Yeah. Come on and say amen. Yeah. You know, some of our children will never know what it tastes, what it's like to taste the plum off a plum tree. That's why, you know, they don't know why we used to go steal the people's plum because it was sweet. Amen. They'll never know that the plums they get ain't nothing like what we have. The berries we picked back in the day ain't nothing like, I ain't bought a berry out the store that tastes like that yet. And so when you have truth, when you have something that's rooted, something that I can go pluck, and something that's written, that's there, bearing fruit, is always better than what's artificial. But here's the thing about artificial, Satan always want to do artificial. He don't ever want to, he always wants a shortcut, he always wants something quick, he always want stuff out there that's looking like God, that smells like God, that, but it ain't God. Come on and say that. Because that's why the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I wish I had a few more people. We can have church in a minute. Fruit. We got to bear fruit. We got to bear fruit and then what? Bring fruit. Right? We can't be moody with our love. We got to love regardless. Our fruit ought to what? Remain. Our fruit ought to not be here today, gone tomorrow. And that means you ain't really have it if it's gone.
All right.
Uh-huh. Because the Bible says he gives us, Romans 5, 5, he gives us the Holy Spirit that he says he gives us. The Holy Spirit brings the love of God in us. Yeah. He said it's an abundant, it's a profuse love. You don't ever run out.
Yeah.
To say you ran out of love is to say you ran out of God.
Right.
Because God is
love.
Thank you. That's amen. Right. And so, when we look at this kind of love, when you understand God, he says, I chose you so that you'll be loving. You were chosen to love. Boy, that's something how you were chosen to love. I know people, they make a big deal out of it. Oh, I'm chosen to do this. I'm chosen to be a prophet. I'm chosen to save the world. I'm chosen. How about you be chosen to love?
Right.
Just do that part first. And when you do that, you become like God.
Yeah.
Come on and say amen.
Amen.
All right, all right. Always have love because always have God. And God always gives me love. And even no matter what, if I fall short, guess what God does? He loves me. Romans 8:38 says, for he tells us that nothing shall be able to what? Separate from the what? Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love, no matter what, shall peril, shall distress, no matter what you go through, no matter what happens to you in your life, guess what God does? He keeps on loving you.
Yeah.
Even when you don't feel love, God still loves you.
Yeah.
When everybody turned their back, guess what? God God won't do. He will not turn his back on you because he loves you. When the doctors can't help you, God said, I still love you. When people don't like you, guess what God said? I still love you. When they write you off, God writes you off because he what? Loves you. When they put you down, God picks you up because he loves you. When you got your head hanging down and you don't know what to do, God lifts your head because he loves you. When he finds you in a pit, the Bible says that he'll pick you up out of the bottomless or the miry clay and place your feet on a rock to stay because he loves you. He saw us in the state that we were in when we were helpless and couldn't help ourselves. But God said, let me go help them because I what? Love them. I wish I had a few people here tonight. He loves us. He tells us he nothing can separate us from the love. The last part of 16, when we look at that, that last part tells us that if we have this love, you can talk to God. You can ask him in the name of love. And he will give and answer you. I said that intentionally, and I heard stands in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus is what?
Love.
Look at this. He said in the last part, he says, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in he may give it to you. When you bear love and you bring love, you can talk to love, and love can get you stuff that nothing else can get you. That's simple right there.
Yes.
But we go through all the stuff that we go through to try to get stuff from God. And he put it right there in verse 16.
That's right.
Yeah, we go buy all the books. We go to all the conferences. We, you know, we take all the lessons. We go to all the schools. We do all, you know, we go to all the prayer meetings. And then he's telling us, and I'm not saying anything wrong with that, but all of that ain't going to get you what you're looking for. Now, it makes you better. It may sharpen your skills. But in order for you to be what God wants you to be, this is what it takes. He says that I chose you first off, and I'm giving you the opportunity to bear fruit. And when you bear fruit, bring your fruit. Come on and say amen. But some of us, we don't like to bring our fruit. We like to stay in the house with our fruit. I ain't fooling with them. I'm above them. And we somehow let people talk us into some type of spiritual arrogance to where we think we're more than somebody else because we need a little more. Oh, you forgave two or three people, but you ain't forgave your mom and them. You ain't forgave your auntie and all of them. They might have done you something. Come on and say amen. You forgave two or three people. But now you think you're above everybody else. No, God said forgive everybody like I've forgiven everybody. He said turn the other cheek. How many times should I turn the other cheek? How many times should I forgive my brother? He tells us that you ought to forgive them 490 times. Now when we look at that 7 times 77, when we look at that, that's greater than what we can imagine. Because I wish I had time to tell you, because that means that every time they do something, I got to turn the other cheek. Every time they say something, I got to forget they said it and love them anyway. Come on and say amen. He says that the Father, if you ask in my name, you know, some people ask in their arrogance. Lord, you know me. I did this and that. No, he said, come and love. And listen, when God see love and he smell love on you, he going to do something. But if he smells manipulation, if he discerns that your heart, you know, because he said when you ask, you ask what? Amiss with the wrong motive. And people go to God with the wrong motive. God, show them. No, I just want to love you, God. And if you love me enough, you'll show them anyway.
Yes.
I wish I had somebody.
Yes.
We got to have the what? Right?
Right.
Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm almost there. 17. I'm almost there, right? So 17, he says, these things I command you that you love. So he repeats what he said in verse 20. To show us the force of the seriousness behind his meaning of this love. When we look at what he's trying to let us know, he's trying to get us to understand that this. He said, these things I command you. Now, he's talking from verse 12 to verse 16, and this is all about his commandment.
Yeah.
It's all about love at this point.
Yeah.
And here's the problem. We make Christianity about something else, and it's not all about love anymore.
Amen.
Because you got one group talking about it's about tongues.
Yeah.
Another group is saying it's about how you was baptized. Another group is saying how you prophesied to folks. Another group, I mean, everybody's saying it's something different when the Bible says it's all about love.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you this today because I don't want you to be fooled in these last days.
Right.
Because we are living in the last days. And if you are deceived at any point, you can be a casualty of this thing.
Right.
Rather than somebody with eternal life.
Yeah.
Because you'll be distracted by the stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
And I know you want me to get up and hoop and holler today, but listen, we might get to that, but listen, we got to understand the love of God. This kind of love is what God wants us to have because it's the love of the originator.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of, they call me like an originalist because I like things in its original state. That's why I still use the King James Version Bible because it's the closest thing in English that we have to the Septuagint or to the Hebrew Bible, right? So that's why I'm an originalist. I like to go back to see what God truly meant about this. And I don't want to add something that he didn't say. I don't want to put something that he shouldn't do. I don't want to make it sound good because I want to flatter people's ears. No, that's not what I want to do. I want to say exactly what, I want to give a hermeneutical look at what God has said. I want to deliver God's message how he would like it delivered. Come on and say amen.
Yeah.
And so that's why Jesus said, I've chosen you. And I know why he chose me, to show you not only what he said, but to show you how he loved. Come on and say amen.
Yeah.
And so when God has chosen all of us in this room, God has chosen us to show somebody the love of God.
Yeah.
Now that may be the person that you've been mad at for about 3 weeks. That means that you got to go home tomorrow when you see them at the coffee machine at work. You got to show them some love. Come on and say amen. That may be you got to tell them I've been praying for you. And you really do need to pray for your enemy. Come on and say amen. And maybe you got them, they're such an enemy that you got to bring them water and bread.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on and say amen. Water and bread. Bread is high, so go get them a loaf of bread and take them and say, you know what, I love you. God bless you. And they'll get the picture. But he tells us, these things I command you, that you what? Love one another. When we have love one for another, if we keep reading, you'll find out that the world gonna hate us anyway. So stop trying to please the world. Stop trying to get the world to like you. Stop trying to get the world, you know, because I see people all the time, they try to agree with the world so the world won't get on their time. I wish they would get on my time. I don't care. Let them say what they gotta say, because the love of God in me is stronger than whatever they can say about me. He said, but I need you to know that the world gonna hate you.
Yes,
and they hated me first.
Yes,
because if you act like me, the world is not going to like you. Because it was the world that crucified me.
Yes.
Come on and say amen.
Yes.
I'm talking about this love.
Yes.
This love was in the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
And came down to Adam and Eve in the cool of the day.
Yes.
Anybody know this love?
Yes.
This love was on Mount Moriah. When Abraham went to sacrifice Isaac, it was this love that said, Abraham, hold your hope. And there is a ram in the bush. I'm talking about this love. This love was in the ark with Noah. Because God destroyed the world, but he put Noah and his family and the animals in an ark. It was this love that took them where they needed to go. This love delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Yeah.
I'm talking about this love.
Yeah.
This love caused them to cross the Red Sea on dry land.
Yeah.
This love fed them in the wilderness with manna from heaven, water from a rock. This love came down through 39 prophets and parted two generations. This love was born of a virgin that she was born in Bethlehem. It was reared up in Judea. This love took upon an old rugged cross. And this cross represented mine and your sin. When I talk about this love, they beat this love all night long. They tried to judge this love. But this love didn't say a mumbling word. This love went up to the cross. They put nails in love's hands. And they put nails in love's feet. They put a crown of thorns on love's head. They took love and they lifted him high and they stretched him wide. Love bowed his head. Anybody know about this love? But before love
you so much. And I'm going to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Before love died, there was a thief on one side that said, remember me when you come into thy kingdom. And love said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. I'm talking about this love. This love gave up the ghost, and the sun refused to shine. The earth rocked and reeled. A centurion soldier who was designated to oversee the crucifixion, he said, surely this is the Son of God. He looks like love. Love died, but love didn't stay there. Love had nowhere to lay his head. They put him in a borrowed tomb. But early, but let me back up a little bit. This same love went down to hell. And those that missed the opportunity, he gave them an opportunity. He said, I came with all power. He said, put your stuff on and let's go. He came down to hell, took captivity captive, and love delivered them. Somebody said, this is what love did. And if love delivered them out of hell, know that love can deliver you out of your hell. Do I have anybody that say, I know this love? Somebody say yes. But love died, but love didn't stay there. Because early Sunday morning, love got up with all power in his hand. And one of these days, that same love is gonna crack the sky. That same love gonna raise the dead in Christ. That same love gonna cause us to rise and be raptured up. That same love will give us 1,000 years of peace. Anybody know this love? This love of God, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies have become new again. Is there anybody here? Say, I know this love. It was love that lifted me. It was love that healed me. It was love that picked me up and turned me around. It was love that made a way when there was no way. It was love when mother and father forsook me. It was love that picked me up. Somebody said, love is this kind of love. But if you got it in your heart, can't no weapon formed against you prosper. It's this love that the Bible talks about. When John tells about love, he say, greater love have no man than this. Anybody know this love? If you know this love, why don't you say yes? If you know this love, why don't you look at your neighbor? I know some of you don't like that, but look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I have this love. I want to share this love. God gave me this love. Is there anybody here that say, I love the Lord? He heard my cry and pitied every wrong. Long as I live, while trouble rise, I always am truly strong. Do you know this love? It was love. Somebody say love. I rose on the wings of love. If it hadn't been for love, I wouldn't be here today. But his love is so strong. His love is so supreme that the devil can't beat you. The devil can't help you. And the devil can't hurt you to get out of this love. Because no love is like this love. And nothing can separate me. This kind of love, Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel puts a powers, nor powers, nor things to come, height, depth, or any other creature can separate me from the love of God. Is there anybody here said, I found the love. I think Jonathan Taylor said it, but before he said it, John said it. I have a love, but this love proved himself when he shed his blood. It was an act of love. When he comes back, it's an act of love. When he gives 1,000 years of peace and no devil, it's an act of love. Anybody know this love? I know this love because it lifted me up, it healed me up, it brought me up, it blessed me up, it made me up. Anybody know him? If you know him, say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I know your love. It's this love. Come on, rock your neighbor. Shake your neighbor. And say, neighbor, you slept long enough. Give up on some of this love. You've been sleeping long enough. Arise to this love. Because the love he has, can't no devil destroy it. The love he has, he can send you way out of it. The love he has a love for the sinner. He said, he's married to the best now. Somebody say yes. Say yes. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. And let somebody know that if you feel unloved, I'm here to tell you, the devil is a lie. But God loves you when you don't feel loved, when you don't look loved. God still loves you. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. I know it, Lord. I know it. I know he loves me. He loves me. Oh, how he loves me, son. Oh, how he loves me. And someday, Thomas and Kierkegaard, oh, how I love Jesus. It's powerful because this part of the verse said, because he first. He loves me in spite of me. Because we, you know, we can be something else. But this love, yes, this love. Wonderful.